Shaw! It was Reggie, standing just inside the front door. Rice was next to her. She said, Trucks are coming. We have to get out of here. They ran to the back of the house and outside. Beams of headlights cut through the darkness. One truck. No idea how many men were inside. Shaw thought quickly. We need wheels, he said. Reggie looked around and pointed to her left. Whit can take Rice and Katie off that way and hide behind that berm. You and I can double back, grab the wheels, and take whatever weapons, if any, they have in there. Then we pick the others up and get the hell out of here. Okay, agreed Shaw. Whit led Katie and Rice to the raised mound of earth behind the house. Shaw went around one side of the cabin and Reggie the other. Four men climbed out of the truck and headed to the house. Shaw knew they only had at best 30 seconds before they discovered Katie was not there. He raced toward the truck. Reggie did the same on the other side. Shit, Shaw muttered. They'd locked the doors. He peered inside the window. No keys. He saw no guns either. Reggie joined him. Even if I can break the glass, it's not like you can easily hotwire cars these days. And they both heard it at the same time. Shouts from inside the house. They'd found out Katie was gone. Come on, Shaw, Reggie exclaimed. We have to run for it. Go, go, he said, pushing her off into a sprint. She looked back once and then was gone around the side of the cabin. If we don't have wheels, neither will you, Shaw said. He used the knife to slash the two right side tires before running off. Seconds later, the front door flew open and the men poured out, guns ready. Some ran to opposite sides of the cabin and fired out into the darkness with their submachine guns. Bullets whizzed over Shaw's head, but he kept going. He doubted they could actually see him, and there was little chance that their MP5s could intentionally hit him at this distance. But they could get lucky. He reached the others, and they ran as hard as they could away from the cabin. But they clearly heard the frustrated curses of the men when the truck started and then wobbled forward on the trashed tires. Shaw leading the way, they made a wide circle around the property and headed back west. Within 5 minutes, the lights from the cabin had disappeared from their vision. Close, said Shaw as they finally stopped running. Too close. And we got zip for our troubles. Where to now? Rice said. Shaw answered. Now we're behind them. They won't expect that.
Yes, they will. They'll know we've been there because she's gone, Reggie shot back as she hooked a thumb in Katie's direction.
Shaw stared first at Reggie, then at Katie, and then back at Reggie. What? Do you want us to take her back? Reggie blanched.
Of course not.
Then we'll just have to make the best of it. Whit cut in. And how the hell do we do that? Sneak up and attack them with kitchenware? I thought you'd figured that out. Our goal is not to engage them. It's to get away and find help. We didn't get the wheels, so now we have to look for an alternate. If I have my bearings right and the coast is over that way, then if we head due south, we'll run into the Bell Strait. This time of year, there will be ships coming through that channel going to and from Europe. If we can survive until daylight, we may be able to attract the crew on one of them. They can send out a boat for us.
Sounds reasonable, said Reggie. Katie looked at Shaw. I expect at some point you'll tell me what all this is about.
At some point, but not now. He gripped her arm. But at some point, yeah, I certainly owe you that. Reggie watched as Katie placed her hand over top of Shaw's. Then she looked away. They had gone nearly a mile when the sound shattered the silence, and all their plans ended up for naught.